So Bava Basra Perkei Mishazayin. So more on the rules of selling things. So again, now remember, this needs a bit of background here. When we're talking about the transfer of ownership of metalton, a movable object, so they come in, the kinyanim happen, the normal way to have a kinyan is called hagbah, lifting it up. You're magbiya the object, and it becomes, that affects the transfer of ownership. So if I'm going to sell you my phone, you lift it up and it becomes yours. That's called hagbah. There's also two other ways that you can directly acquire movables, which is when they're too large to lift up directly, you could do meshicha, you can lead them, get them to move, or you can do mesira, you can hand over the control. Now, meshicha and mesira need to occur in a place, but the thinking is, it's evidence that you're taking control by moving it into your domain, or you're the one who's now driving it or leading it. So therefore, it has to be indicative when you do it that it's yours, which means these things cannot be effective in a Rishus HaRavim. Or if I'm moshech it from the Rishus HaRavim into my Rishus HaYachid, that would of course work. But the point is, to lead a cow in the middle of a public place doesn't indicate it's mine. There's people lead cows in public that aren't theirs. So when the cow is too big to lift up directly by hagbah, then it can be handed over by meshicha, you can lead it. Or mesira. Mesira is you hand over the control, so let's say the reins or the bit or of the animal. So then by handing over the reins to you, you're holding the reins, it's now clearly your animal. But again, it has to be, we're talking about either in a what's called a simta, like an alley on the side where there isn't like a lot of traffic, or in my private rishus yachid, in my private area, not your house. Okay. That's the main ways of acquiring movables, chattel. There's another way, metalton. There's another way, which is like indirect ways, which is either called the kinyan chatzer, acquiring the object on my property. So in other words, I have a field and you put a rock on my field, I can say my field will acquire the rock for me. So I don't lift up the rock, my field does it for me. That's a kinyan chatzer, since it's my chatzer, it'll also work. To acquire what's on the chatzer, and that could work even, believe it or not, by my kalim. My I have a Tupperware, and you put an apple inside my Tupperware. The apple can become mine, but the Tupperware cannot be sitting in the shusharam. Okay, but I can use with essentially kinyan chatzer for my kli to acquire what's in the kli if you put it there, assuming that the kli is sitting in either the simta, the off to the side somewhere where people aren't really walking, or in my private property. Okay, and the final way that you can transfer ownership of movables is called kinyan agav, literally means on the back of. It means on the back of a real estate transaction. Real estate transfers ownership not with hagbar, meshicha, or mesira. It transfers ownership by like a deed or by money payments or chazaka. So the point is, if I'm selling you my field, if it's normal in common practice, as soon as you give me the money, it becomes yours on the spot. Okay, so if we do a transaction where you're buying my field, we can say, listen, I'm selling you my field, and agav, on top of that transaction, I'll throw in, my bicycle back in Beit Shemesh. My field happens to be, in Arkansas, and my bike is Beit Shemesh. There's no connection whatsoever, but since you're buying my Arkansas field with the money, I can throw in my bicycle in Beit Shemesh at the same time. So, now the Mishnah is going to talk about kinyanim, like using these issues here. Hamocha peres l'chavero. If I sell to you fruit, mashach v'lo madad, if you take the sacks of potatoes that I'm selling you, and you pull them into your rishus, let's say, even though you didn't measure them, in other words, you're buying sacks of potato, we agree the sacks go for 10 shekels a sack, you don't even see how many sacks you're buying, but you've taken it into your property, then since you did the meshicha, you pulled them, and sacks of potatoes, by the so many sacks of potatoes are very heavy, so the normal thing to do is not to lift them, but to drag them on a trolley or something. So then, that's a kinyan. Madir v'lo mashach, if we just, the potatoes have gone to the sack, and we're all aware that there's, 20 sacks of potatoes, but, and you filled them in the sacks, lo kana, still, since you didn't lift up the sacks, or move the sacks, moshech the sacks, they haven't become yours yet. Even though we've written a price, we've measured them out, until you pick it up, it's not yours. And therefore, v'imhaya pekeach, if you're smart and you're afraid I might back out of selling it to you, as I'm filling the sacks up, socher es makoman, you should rent from me, while the sacks are being placed down they're my sacks of potatoes, I'm the seller. If you were smart, you would say, listen, rent out to me for the next 45 minutes as we're putting the sacks of potatoes there, the piece of land on which we're putting the sacks, and therefore, as you put the sacks down, like I'll have a kinyan chatzer, my temporarily owned piece of property which you've rented to me will acquire the potatoes for me. Okay? Now, in the first part of the Mishnah, if we hadn't yet set a price for potatoes, in other words, all I'm saying is, I came to buy potatoes for you, and you fill up lots of sacks of potatoes, and I drag it into my yard. We haven't agreed on a price yet. That's not considered a good kinyan, because there's not a meeting of the minds yet. The kinyan is sort of a symbolic act that indicates a meeting of the mind, a transfer of ownership. But obviously, if we haven't agreed on a price, so then there's no meeting of the mind in terms of the sale happening, and therefore just because I picked it up doesn't make it mine. Okay? Alokech pishtan mechavero, if you're buying flax from me, harei ze lo kana, you don't acquire the flax, ad shi yitzaltenum b'makum l'makum. So you pick it up and move it elsewhere. For whatever reason, flax stalks are like slippery and fall out of the bundle, and therefore you don't just drag it by the bundle, you pick them up in bunches. So if you didn't pick them up, the normal way of picking it up, you haven't acquired it. Ve'im haya b'mechuber l'karka, if, this is a very unusual case in the Mishnah here. Let me say it outside first. You want to buy the flax I have growing in my flax field. It's all attached to the ground. So, the Mishnah is going to say that if we strike... Well, I'll read the words to you first, and I'll explain to you what it means. Okay, it says, V'im hayem b'mechub l'karka, if the flax is all attached to the ground, talash, v'talash kolshu, as long as you detach a little bit, kana, you acquire all of the flax stalks. Okay, now this is really weird. Let me tell you, that doesn't make sense, because what kind of kinyan is that? How can detaching one stalk of flax allow you to acquire the whole field? That's not a... Hagbah, it's not a mashiach, it's not a... So the answer is like this. The deal we have is this. I'm hiring you, I'm selling the flax. I'm going to hire you to clear off the flax off my property. And I'm going to tell you the deal is like this. As soon as you clear off the first stalk of flax, I'm renting out to you all the land on which the flax sits as payment. So therefore, as soon as you pull the first stalk of flax out of the ground, your payment is a temporary rental of the whole piece of property on which the flax sits. And since you're renting it now, with a kinyan agav, you can also acquire, along with the rental of the field, you can also acquire all the flax sitting on the field. Kinyan agav, not kinyan chatzer. Kinyan agav. I'm transferring you the field, and therefore I'm transferring to you something else too, also the flax on the field. Okay? That's the case here. That's how you have to set up the Mishnah to make sense. Okay?